2 years ago, a John Doe proceeding was launched into possible illegal campaigning by state employees. The judge overseeing the secret probe, Sarah O'Brien, ordered the release of legislative computer records, but the Nonpartisan Technology Services Bureau refused. Bureau attorney Peter Dykeman contends the agency records are privileged.
The issue before the court is whether one branch of government can seize data from the inner sanctums of the other branches.
But Assistant Attorney General Alan Lee argued the statute is intended to protect legislative work, not the possible misdeeds of elected officials who may not want certain records released.
If they have a privilege to block their acquisition, then the legislature has put itself above the law. Then the other branches of government cannot investigate legislative corruption. In fact, the legislature has said their records are public. They're presumptively open.
Some justices wondered whether it was fair to ask a third party for the records instead of legislators themselves. Others questioned whether the John Doe subpoena was too broad. It's estimated tens of thousands of computer printouts would fill assembly chambers. Prosecutors say they're willing to limit their subpoena, but don't want to miss evidence if they fail to name a target. During oral arguments, Justice Pat Rogensack questioned whether release of these legislative records might lead to all sorts of future political mischief. The attorney representing the John Doe judge, Robert Henkel, doesn't think so.
If we take the cap out of this bottle, don't we open it for an awful lot of circumstances?
No, not necessarily. It's a John Doe proceeding, which is a secret proceeding. None of this material should get out into the public realm unless and until such time as criminal charges would be asserted and that record, those records would get out there. So that should not open any can of worms.
Even if the courts grant investigators access to legislative computer records, prosecutors still have a heavy burden of proof. The legislature's technology services attorney says because computers are connected and used by several different people, it'll be hard to link evidence to a particular Capitol staffer or legislator.
It's most likely to be somebody from that office, but it's not necessarily.
So far, five lawmakers have been charged as a result of the investigation into illegal campaigning. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.